As we heard on AM this morning, opposition leader Tony Abbott has met the Indonesian president but hasn't raised his policy of towing asylum seeker boats back to Indonesia. Sending the boats back, of course, is a key part of the coalition's policy to deter asylum seekers from trying to get to Australia. But the opposition's immigration spokesman Scott Morrison says the issue was discussed later with the Indonesian Foreign Minister, Mr. Nuttallagawa. Apart from diplomacy in Jakarta, vessels continue to leave the archipelago and charter course straight towards Christmas Island. But Christmas Island, of course, is not the only target. The Cocos Keeling Islands, located in the Indian Ocean, about halfway between Australia and Sri Lanka, have also become a destination for refugee hopefuls. Since Friday, six boats carrying almost 250 asylum seekers have been intercepted near the coral atolls. The passengers, all believed to be Sri Lankan, have been transferred to the Cocos capital, West Island, which has a population of just 120. John Clooney's Ross is the president of the Cocos Club, the island's main gathering place for locals. He's told political editor Alison Carabine the influx of asylum seekers is putting the island under considerable strain.
Well, West Island, where I am and the club is, the population of adults is around 80. There's a small high school and preschool here, one store, one pub, one golf club, that kind of thing.
Pretty idyllic lifestyle.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are obviously things in small towns that some people don't like, but I'm one of the people who like them.
And how many asylum seekers are on the Cocos Keeling Islands at the moment?
It's hard to say, but two boats just came in the other day and rumour is, you know, bordering 200 or so.
And where are they being housed?
There's an old quarantine station down the road which has got facilities for cooking and everything else, and they're holding them down there at the moment.
So they're not being put up in the pub as they were previously?
No, it would have been untenable. I don't think we'd have got a day's break, you know, between in the last 3 months. We're talking, you know, 5 to 8 boats a week at this stage, I think.
That's how many have been coming in recently, 5 to 8 boats a week?
See, well, there's speeding up faster and faster. I think 8 last week, yeah.
What kind of a strain is this putting on local infrastructure such as food supplies?
It's a bit odd because they supply all the poor Sri Lankans with tucker, and that's flown in. As the plane comes in to pick them up, they bring in some more tucker for them. But the security guys and everything else have to make do in the local community, which is sort of, you know, pretty sensible, I guess, but in a situation where we've got 80 adults and you put another 20 in, it does make the supply chain break down a little bit, you know.
So there are about 20 security people, immigration officials on the islands now as a result of the influx of asylum seekers?
Yeah, up to 20, and we had a plane, just by sheer randomness, the plane couldn't land on Christmas Island last night, so I think another 20 arrived last night just for one meal. And then off again this morning. But just 20 people were feeding one meal, that can, you know, that kind of thing. It's not a huge impost, but it does mean that your staples tend to run out, you know, before they should do.
And is there much interaction between asylum seekers and locals?
Oh, not at all. No, they're kept down there, and we don't see much of them at all.
Okay, so they are being detained. They're not free to roam across the island?
No, they're not free to roam or anything else. The way explained to me is that if they tried to get out, they would be detained, but while they're there, they're not.
And no tensions on the island as a result of the influx of asylum seekers?
Well, a few people are a bit frustrated by it because it does affect a few people, you know, like the police. The local police have to have a bit more work on their plate. The airport, obviously, because they're flying them in, flying them out, you know, every second day. So there is a workload on the port. They've got customs guys here. You know, it does have an impost. But I think probably more frustrating is that nothing seems to be done about it. You know, like I suppose the way I say it is the government stopped being a very good corporate citizen about it, you know. They're not saying what their responsibilities are, what they're going to do about it, whether they're just going to let it keep going like that, you know.
What do you mean by that? Are you talking about the asylum seeker border protection issue in general, or are you talking particularly about what's going on in your island?
In general and in Cocos, you know, like it's... obviously there's something severely wrong for them to pick up, you know, their speed like this. I really don't know what's going on in Sri Lanka. Why don't we find out that? Why are they coming here?
And are they all Sri Lankans?
as far as I can tell, yeah.
But no tensions on the island. We have had reports recently of protest action on Christmas Island, for example. Nothing like that on Cocos Keeling?
There's a few people, you know, starting to get antsy about it all. In a situation where the government's, you know, cramping down on budgets, you know, and we're out in the sticks and your budget is always cramped, then to see money absolutely thrown at this kind of issue, you know, charter planes coming in every second day, and it's not that it doesn't need to be done. It shows a huge dichotomy in what the money's being spent on, you know, grassroots stuff or this border protection stuff.
And what about the locals? Are they resentful about what's happening?
A few would be starting to get grumpy about you know, the way things are going.
And how long do asylum seekers normally stay before they are transferred to Christmas Island?
From my understanding, between 2 days and 5 days.
So it's a fairly quick turnaround process.
Yeah, really as much on, I think, getting the plane as anything else. I think 2 days means the plane's quickly available. If not, it might be up to 5 days.
That's John Clooney's Ross there, speaking with Alison Carabine from the Cocos Keeling Islands. 27 and a half past eight.